Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison. My intention is to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle less and enjoy life more. And we do that by sharing something from either an oracle card or some inspirational thought, as well as doing our daily meditation practice. So, good morning, good afternoon, Rukama. We have our people live in our Facebook group, as well as people that listen on the podcast. So come on in, and we'll get started. I'm searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me, please. Hello, Andy. And he said, you don't have to cry. I do not have the rights to this music. As soon as I stopped worrying about how the story ends. Ha! Ain't that something? Woo! Good luck with that one. That's still a practice for me. Worrying. Not worrying, but just thinking about how the story is going to end. But just reminding myself that it is more about the people I meet in the process, the experience I have, and what I learn along the way. That's what it's about. It's not about the end game, even though the end game is part of it, because that's part of what we do. But so much of it is the people you meet and the experiences you have along the way, the things you learn, and how you just kind of develop. So we are still using our Dear Yvette Love Notes, 21 Self-Love and Acceptance Affirmations by one of our own, Yolanda Neals. And the love note for today is, today I show up for myself as myself, even if it means being by myself. I choose to show up for myself as myself, even if it means being by myself. So how are you feeling about that? I really enjoy my own company. So sometimes, I think because I've been doing this practice so long, it requires effort for me to, as they call it, peopling. You know, I enjoy people, don't get me wrong, but I also enjoy my own company. And I think that is when I started to recognize how I had grown, when I can look at my life and I can be okay being by myself. Because as we know, aloneness is not the same as loneliness. So, yeah. Andy says she feels and she enjoys her own company. Yeah, and I think some of these are just reminders. And someone else has joined. If you would like to say hello, please do. I can't see you unless you say something. But welcome in. And, you know, these are just reminders. I mean, I think everything in life is a reminder. Hey, Gino. Welcome in, Regina London. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was lonely. But I do like the card. It says, the love note today is, I choose to show up for myself as myself, even if it means by myself. So that's fine. Hello, Gino. Welcome in. Glad you could make it. Yep, so we're about to do our daily practice of silence. So I will begin the meditation with a tone like this. I will guide you through the meditation. I will listen for guidance myself. I have no idea what I'm going to do today, so I never really do. And I just will let it flow. We're just going to flow. It's going to be something that's going to help us stay in a kind of wind down state, since I don't think y'all are going to have to do anything that requires a lot of effort right now. So just let me know. So then I can adjust the meditation. But it's 6 o'clock, it's the evening, and it's kind of wind down time. Anyone else join that wants to say hello, please do so at this time. That is the beauty. Before we begin, if you'd like to say hello, I think we've got 5 people in, and I know I've counted 4. So if anyone else wants to say hello, speak now or wait until after we meditate. So, I've got Rukama and Andy and Regina, my name for Regina is Gino. Hey, Eric Smith, come on in, my friend. Got some male energy in the house, so welcome in. The love note that we're using from Yolanda Neal's card is, I choose to show up for myself as myself, even if it means by myself. So if we'll get comfortable, we'll have the tone begin our meditation, and then I will guide you through the meditation. There will be a part where we will be silent except for whatever sounds you have around you, and then I will hit the bowl, a few more times. And then I will guide you out of the meditation. I do ask that you just listen because we usually don't immediately open our eyes. So just listen for those directions and we shall begin. So let's get this slice of silence part started. Let's begin. We'll take three deep breaths together. We'll breathe in, hold, and then exhale with a loud sigh just to relax and loosen up our bodies. So let's breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. And just feel how that feels in your body. Just taking those very intentional, conscious breaths. And as we just breathe in and breathe out, let's just give our head, our scalp a little massage. Just rub your head and just feel grateful for this beautiful brain that we have and the mind that we have. And we want to just be loving to our body and to our thoughts, even though we may not appreciate them at all times, because that is the nature of being human. But let's just massage our head for just a moment. A little loving gesture of appreciation. And just continue to breathe at your own rate and rhythm. And you can just relax your hands and place them wherever you like as we continue to breathe. And if your eyes are still open, feel free to lower them or close them just to eliminate some outside distraction or to lessen the distraction. And just continue to breathe. Breathing in and breathing out at your own rhythm, your own pace. Tuning in to this moment, to this slice of silence and this spot of self-care. Connecting with your breath and any sensations in your body. Tuning in to your senses, any sounds in the area, how your hand feels against your skin or your clothing, any taste that may be lingering in your mouth, and any thoughts about how it feels to just sit and settle with your eyes closed. And just breathe. And allow these words to resonate and feel free to repeat after me, or just simply allow the words to connect with you. I am safe. I am calm. I know my next path will be perfect. I trust divine order and release the need to control. I love, honor, and forgive myself. My words are powerful and I speak them with purpose. My vision continues to get clearer every day. I feel my connection to all there is, and I am grateful. I relax and let life flow through me. I am grateful for my life. I own my life and my life experiences. I am the author of my own life book. I trust that the right resources are lining up and will be presented to me at the right time. And I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. And as we move into this slice of silence, just simply trust, relax, settle in, and breathe. Allow the silence to wrap around you like a warm hug. And relax. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and feel the heat you're creating. And place your right hand over your right eye and your left hand over your left eye. And let that heat penetrate your eyes. And just feel that sensation. And let's take a deep breath in, hold, and exhale with a loud sigh. So breathe in and out. And feel your body and the sensations that you create just by doing those few simple things. And when you're ready, you can release your hands and open your eyes. And bring a smile to your face. You just created some peace around you and just radiating a different feeling. And you've just completed a slice of silence. So I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to this slice of silence. And for people on the podcast, we'll be here tomorrow evening. If you're ever interested in joining us live, you can go to my author page at Barbara J. Faison. Namaste and be well.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.